Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's have a round of applause to the DJ Veters, who are back on the air with a sense of urgency. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay's off for the rest of the week. Yeah, the urgency. I guess that there's a difference between being urgent and being in a hurry. Do you agree with that, ladies? Yes or no? There a different sort of, it's urgent.
Urgent is more serious, I think. Hurry is like you're hurrying and you could.
Yeah, just moving. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a good way. Sometimes when you hurry, you waste. What's the old expression? Haste makes waste. When you hurry, you often don't do things the best. I find that with me, frankly, all the time, because I'm seemingly always in a hurry to get things done. And you sometimes stumble. Sometimes you have to do things over again. And as we are in the first week of a three-week period known as Mercury in retrograde, one also wonders it's a good time to conclude negotiations or conclude. It's not a good time to start new things.
I've concluded that I like to sleep during Mercury.
Have you? Okay, there you go.
I've had my TV go out already. My headphones are breaking down. I mean, it's par for the course, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And people, do you think people really understand, or do they just kind of laugh it off? Oh, yeah.
I feel like more people take it seriously that I've come across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I'll make a comment. If someone goes, oh, my computer's not working, I'll be like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. And I feel like way more people understand what that means now than they used to.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. it becomes an excuse. I don't know, you know, under the circumstances, what it is about the energy. I mean, I understand astrology enough to be dangerous, but I don't know how it is. Mars is the warring planet, so Mercury is a mover in a sense. You know, the Mercury, the messenger. Mercury is the sort of picture of the
travel and communication. So if you're traveling, be really careful. Allow extra time to get to the airport. Check your flight status often.
And don't take JetBlue. Like that pretty much puts it in a perspective. Okay, in Florida, a judge has stricken the portion of the redistricting map drawn by the governor there. He says it in this map is unconstitutional under the Fair District Amendment. So what's in the Fair District Amendment? These gerrymandering things happen all the time in the name of politicians protecting their district. We've seen it here in Massachusetts over and over again, especially now since they redistricted again to protect certain members of the House and their seats.
In this case, though, it actually eliminated, there is a black man who is a representative of an almost all-black district, and the way that DeSantis redrew that map, it eliminated the guy's entire position. So it was a very bold move.
Did he draw it or one of his people?
Oh, it's his mission. He's no dummy. That's his mission.
It's not necessarily a racist mission, I don't believe. I believe that it's about, and that's what it was painted as, is like somehow racist. Look,
well, that's what the judge said. It hurt black voters. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Pretty stunned by, and this is interesting, and it is about states' rights, is that each state determines their redistricting practices based on state rules. And that's why this is so confusing, because there isn't, and we've talked about this before, what happens in California isn't what happens in New Jersey, isn't what happens in Massachusetts, isn't what happens in Florida. Everybody does their redistricting separately. And in a lot of states, and I can't believe that California at least pretends to get this right, California has an independent commission that's supposedly comprised of 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans and 3 independent voters, I think.
There are 3 Republicans in California?
The whole party actually sits on that board. It's my part-time job. Mm-hmm. But no, they sit on that board, and they are supposed to argue out when it comes to redistricting every 10 years. Now, some say political influences still find their way into that panel, but at least on the outside, that looks pretty fair. Most oftentimes, whichever party is in control of the state house is who's going to make favorable maps. So in this case, Ron DeSantis is a Republican. He's going to make favorable maps for Republicans in New Jersey or in Massachusetts. The state house is controlled by Democrats. They're going to redistrict to try to favor the Democrats. It's just how it is in most states. So, look, I think that's why we have our court system, and it's important to acknowledge that it keeps some checks and balances, right? If one party decides to push too far in a direction, well, then this is an example of the court system working and pushing back on it.
Yeah.
How often, when redistricting, which has been going on for a while, but how often does a person's current seat get completely eliminated? Because that was the first I heard of that.
Oh, I've seen.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Here in Massachusetts, it happened a lot.
Time.
Yeah.
In fact, it's
crazy.
In California, one of the reasons why Karen Bass is running for mayor in Los Angeles is because her congressional district was at risk of being, like, dissolved into someone else's. And she's been serving in Congress for a long time. She was sitting on the vice president shortlist, for crying out loud. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's based on population. And it really typically, and I would say probably even in this case, probably has very little to do with demographic makeup, although they try to create similar districts when they have to dissolve one out. So, like in California, I think there's like 10 districts that have been like pushed around.
That is not what's happening in Massachusetts by any stretch of the imagination. Many of the legislators here have been so obvious in creating districts. They've all with their pals, and some of the reps are pretty thin-skinned about it when you approach them. My rep, who I like, is a good guy. I don't know that I like all of his votes, but I've supported him. And I told him after I saw what the redistricting was, and we become part, there are four districts in Massachusetts as far as the House of Representatives is concerned. And we're going to be part of town I'm in is going to be connected to a city that's next to us that has nothing in common.
Yes.
Nothing in common with what our situation is, our problems are. So there is very little arguing you can do that's convincing that doesn't lead anybody who's just not dull, looking at the way this is done, and it's completely politics, completely about protecting one seat. I'm not even sure it has anything to do with the voters. It has to do with who's going to be reelected. That's how powerful these redistricting maps can be.
We have, I think the number's around 10 Republican congressional representatives in our state. California obviously has more than 10 congressional representatives. I mean, there are very few Republican representatives. And one of my, he's become a great friend, is Congressman Mike Garcia, who represents, like, Simi Valley and Valencia, Santa Clarita, some of those areas, which is, they are a little more red in Los Angeles County and up in, like, you know, Kern County, essentially. I think it butts up. Actually, maybe all L.A. County and Ventura County. But there was a redistricting done, his district has been pushed away. And so what they did, because they know that he's actually got a lot of support, is they pushed him into an area that is super-duper blue. So now what was not an easy election for him to win in kind of purple Simi Valley is going to be much tougher for him in the L.A. San Fernando Valley. And his district spans now, I can't remember, some ridiculous amount of miles. So because they want to put these little tiny patches in to make it a little more difficult for Republicans to try to hold on. So it happens, you know, and it happens on both sides with both parties. Whoever's in control is going to always try to maneuver to make it harder for the other.
Human nature. So speaking of human nature, Sonny Leon, is that how you pronounce his name? He was the jockey on the winner of the Kentucky Derby. I set aside to Phil, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, 80-1. Whoever had money on this horse walked away with a heavy purse.
Lucky. And this horse didn't even get into the race until that morning, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So was the jock a cheater? He's been suspended. Apparently he's not going to be able to ride the horse at Churchill Downs this week.
Well, he already won at Churchill Downs.
I don't mean Churchill Downs. I mean
the Preakness?
The Preakness, yeah. Right. So you look at this and wonder how it happens. The horse racing is so full of cheaters, and they juice up the horses and stuff, and they supposedly
that's actually not true.
Tests.
And when they do get busted, they get busted and are banned for life because that just happened.
So what
years
is
ago.
The story with this guy? What has he been doing that causes him to be now no longer? He's not eligible, I don't think.
Well,
because of something that happened in Ohio.
He was sanctioned for submitting altered and false documents for a physical examination that he took. He had injuries, I guess. He's got a lot of violations, but, you know, there are rules, and you can't bump into people, and there are certain times you can use the whip, and other times you can't. I mean, he's obviously violated whatever the rules are, so he'll be suspended for that. I think it's like 32 days or something.
So they find that somebody else will ride the horse that's any good. Is it the rider or is it the horse?
Oh, it's a combination.
Both, right? Yeah. The team behind, I would say. The preparation, the training, all that. Yep. I mean, it all plays in.
Yeah. I just think it's very interesting to see how, and if people get so excited about this, and it's kind of like watching Punxsutawney Phil. The race is over before it begins. You know, all these people go and they get loaded and they sit around in their hats and their outfits and they watch the race, which is, you know, you blink and it's over. And all the money and the focus on it really seems kind of weird, kind of strange. But listen, everybody gets turned on by different things. Why are you laughing?
Because I don't know anyone who's turned on by horse racing, but okay.
You weren't with the last person I was with. So,
ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, I wasn't like.
Ooh.
No.
Jesus, never mind.
Next. Okay. Next, Mattel has unveiled a new set of toys that it supposedly is inclusive.
Barbies.
Barbie has hearing aids. Huh?
It's a Barbie. Really? You've never known a kid with a hearing aid? It's a Barbie.
Barbie's old enough to have a hearing aid.
Yeah, right.
At this point.
Yeah, this is part of their it's their fashionista line. And so in the new Barbies, they have, you know, there's one Barbie who has a prosthetic leg. There's a Ken doll with vitiligo, which is sort of becoming more of a mainstream understanding of that skin disease because of Winnie Harlow, the supermodel. But there are 175 new looks, and they've got all kinds of, you know, body types and skin colors and disabilities, and it's interesting. It's a lot of, I think it's really important. American Girl dolls have gone that way with more diversity. Legos are using Braille instructions now, so kids can still build if they're, you know, sight impaired. I think it's great. Representation matters, and kids know that, so I think it's important.
I think that there is, I agree with you on that one. I just think that sometimes some of this stuff is a little overplayed or overemphasized. Find a medium, find something in the middle. It just seems that there's an awful lot of
attention. So half of a one leg missing?
No, that wasn't what I was thinking. 18 past the hour.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program, standing for Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keithan. Jay's off for the rest of the week. And this is usually where she really puts her shoulder to the wall, going through all the things that are trending, items of interest from social media, like the new memoir that has been released by Selma Blair. I guess maybe we ought to explain who Selma Blair is first for the people who don't know. I'd forgotten about her, frankly. She was, as a youngster, an actress, right? A young child actress. And she was
getting drunk. I don't know how young those I don't know how young. She was in, like, movies, like, kind of as a late teen, maybe early 20s, something like that. But I think she's one of those actresses that is in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. Just,
and she has kind of, like, that mid-level of fame where some people know her name, other people go, oh, I mean, you know her. She's been in tons of movies.
Yeah, and for girls, she's Vivian from Legally Blonde. So, and she'll probably, I think she's actually going to be in the new one too. But she made headlines a couple years ago because she was, I guess, kicked off of a flight for being like drunk and falling over or whatever. And her son and her ex-husband were on the flight with her, and it was a whole big thing. And it turns out she wasn't drunk; she has MS, and so she had been diagnosed after that. And now it turns out in this new memoir that there is an alcohol component to it, and that she started drinking when she was 7 years old, and she had a multiple decades long alcohol addiction. She had suicide attempts. She was raped. She's had sexual assault issues.
Good God.
She's been through, you can only, I mean, it's crazy. She's 49 years old now, and she says in her, in the quote, I don't know if I would have survived my childhood without alcoholism. And because she had just been through so much, and it's awful. It's a horrible story, and then to now for her to have to deal with MS, I think she walks with a cane. It's been really, it's a lot.
And she's 49.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's a familiar face for sure. MS is nothing to sneeze at, if you pardon the pun, because everybody's sneezing today. The idea, there are different gradient levels of it. Some with drugs you can function fairly well. Others just, you know, it eats away. It's a muscle. It's a muscle disease, and it just eats away and removes the strength, the fibers of your muscle, literally. So it's a horrible thing. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Sandler's daughter had a bat mitzvah. E-I-E-I-O. And who was there to celebrate?
Well, his good friend Jennifer Aniston was there. Taylor Lautner from the Twilight movies was there. So his daughter, Sunny, has turned 13, and so she had her bat mitzvah. And Leslie Mann, Judd Apatow, lots of Disney stars, the whole mix of people between Adam Sandler's friends and her friends who are her age, and this was all this all took place at the Hillcrest Country Club in Los Angeles. And is that in Beverly Hills?
No, it's about
I think that's Beverly. Shortly in my direction, isn't it?
The big surprise of the night was Adam Sandler surprised all the kids with a performance from Halsey and from Charlie Puth. So they both showed up to perform, which is pretty impressive at your bat mitzvah.
Hillcrest, I know which one it is. Hillcrest is the Jewish country club that is on the west side. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Nice venue if you can get it.
Yeah, right. It's nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try. All right, so that's that story. Lots of stories, as usual, here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Princess Cruises recently launched its newest ship, Discovery Princess. The vessel will mark her inaugural season alongside 5 other Princess Cruises ships as it sets sail this summer for a full season of Alaskan cruising. John Padgett, President, Princess Cruises.
Princess Cruises is the largest player in Alaska, and so it has the most experiences to offer because it's partnered with the local destinations, the local providers of excursions. So when you do a Princess Cruise in Alaska, you can guarantee you're getting the best experiences available in that marketplace.
Offerings include 12 unique itineraries to choose from, 5 glacier viewing experiences, and visits to Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan. Your trip to the last frontier is closer than you think.
There's no place in the world that you can see the most beautiful wildlife, you can see incredible scenery, and experience authentic Main Streets all in one vacation.
To book your trip to Alaska, go to princess.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. All 10 of the people killed in the attack were black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area in March. They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities in Orange County, California say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes say Dr. John Cheng tackled Chow and the other parishioners were able to subdue Chow and tie him up.
Dr. Cheng is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means.
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. 5 others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors to 10 p.m., and as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult at Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement the new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
Her order comes after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near the Bean Sculpture. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, but a protester can only be arrested after ignoring orders from law enforcement to disperse. The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Donald Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. You can listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
American Family Farmer podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DEJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I don't know what it is about the power of suggestion, ladies. I've been singing the Mickey Mouse Club theme ever since we started talking about Disney perhaps losing the patent rights to use the character Mickey Mouse. So what is the power of suggestion? I just came up the stairs. Mickey Mouse.
But I wouldn't be surprised listening to you sing that just in general. Without
Who's
even
the leader of the club who's faithful, you and me? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Speaking of Mickey Mouse, Russian President Vladimir Putin. They're running kind of a Mickey Mouse war. The spies. We haven't heard many stories from the spies. We have spies. You know that. We have spies in Ukraine. We have spies in Russia. Apparently, the spies are assessing what they think Putin is about to do, or what he's prepared to do in the war, so they can get it to drag along
It still flabbergasts me that somebody hasn't shot this guy or drowned him or done whatever is necessary. It's just amazing that one guy can so completely in this era just dominate the world. He's dominating. He's the king of the world. Whether you like it or you don't like it, he is at the moment. So what are the next steps that he's going to take to escalate the war? According to the spies, the National Intelligence Director has publicly said that the reality of Putin's his ambitions versus the conventional military capability, plus the strains on his own mind because of his health, he's unpredictable. Did we need a spy to tell us that?
No.
One wonders how much money we spent to come to that conclusion.
Why do I feel like he was hiding in a bush with, like, some binoculars going?
What, the spy?
Unpredictable. Yeah.
Unpredictable. Right. Story from South Carolina. Man sentenced himself to death before police realized there had been a murder. Joseph McKinnon, 60 years of age, had a heart attack while he was burying the girlfriend that he just killed. It's just, doesn't it? Think about that. Paramedics were called to the scene after a man was found unresponsive in his backyard, lying on top of his girlfriend, who was in a hole in the backyard. Can you imagine? He apparently lived next to a golf course or something, so people could see what was going on. Anyway.
So he killed his 65-year-old, he's 60, and he killed his 65-year-old girlfriend.
Right. Jeez. And he dies of a heart attack while he's burying her.
Unreal.
There you go. We probably shouldn't laugh about it, but it is. It's just.
Hey, look, it's the grand ending to his plot, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Too bad for the lady, but at any rate. Speaking of too bad, this is something that is hard to believe, but yet. We're just talking about Andy Dick and what a numbskull he is.
He's a mess.
Yeah, he is, but it's all about drugs. Drugs, drugs, drugs.
I think he's an alcoholic, isn't he? Isn't he like a known public alcoholic?
Yeah, he's an alcoholic. He's been arrested for alcohol and drugs. So who knows what he was on. He looks drunk because there are arrest videos out, so he kind of like staggers down the stairs a little.
There are, according to the information that has been made public, there have been more overdoses from fentanyl and things like that. 100,000 people. Think about this. 100,000 people have died from drug overdoses in our country in the past year.
Where's the pandemic status for that? And, you know, when everybody's arguing about what should happen at the border, this is prime reasoning for why we need to do something. And
because of all the fentanyl that's coming in illegally?
Yeah, it's coming in. It comes in. A lot of it comes in across the border. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And a lot of it comes in to China, goes into the cartels. The cartels push it into the states, and it goes to a lot of people. I mean, the scariest is when they're just lacing other drugs like marijuana or cocaine with fentanyl. So you've got these dopey young kids who are out buying cocaine.
Loose joints.
That's what they're getting.
But why do they do this? Unless they're just trying to kill off people because it doesn't,
they're
the supply
to kill
chain.
It. So here's the thing. They try to get people hooked on their product. And so by lacing some of these products, they think that they're good with fentanyl, which is highly addictive. They think
but they kill you.
Them. Right.
Your customer is dead because of what you gave him.
And now there's a new, I mean, we deal with it a lot in California because clearly we're a border state. And there is a huge effort from the sheriff of Riverside County, Chad Bianco, to now say if you are a drug dealer who sells drugs laced with fentanyl and that's not disclosed to your buyer. So if you know, selling cocaine and it has fentanyl in it and you're not just selling fentanyl or even pills, that's the other thing. They're selling prescription drugs that have fentanyl in it. And so if you do that and you do it three times and it results in a murder, you'll be charged with murder. Right now, you are not charged with murder. These drug dealers can kill as many people as they want because they're not being charged with anything. Other than drug possession or dealing, they're not being charged with the murders that they're committing.
All right, but if you look at the stats, Jen, and where the largest percentage of people are dying, it's a long way away from the border. Not discounting your argument because I think you're right.
No, but that's
Alaska
where it comes in.
Has the largest percentage increase So is it coming in, the Russians? Are they slipping? We're only 90 miles, remember, across the Bering Sea, 90 miles between Alaska and Russia.
It comes into the country and then it gets shipped all over. Remember, a weird spot. I mean, West Virginia has a huge problem. Remember Vermont and New Hampshire? That was what I mean, say what you will about Trump. One of the things that he liked is that he talked about was the opioid problem in the country. And he directed a lot of resources from Health and Human Services to go to fight that problem. And one of the reasons for it was that he was rallying a lot in Vermont and New Hampshire because he thought he could win those states. And he said that he was taken back by how many people would come up to him and say, my son died, my daughter died. The overdose deaths up in that area, which you wouldn't think of, are crazy.
Well, no, that's like the up in New Hampshire, they had a massive problem because it all started with there were a lot of blue collar workers who suffered injuries, and a lot of opioids were prescribed by doctors legitimately. And then when that all ran out and people are hooked, then they turn to heroin. And now fentanyl's even cheaper than heroin. And so that's where you're seeing anywhere, like in West Virginia, New Hampshire.
It's more deadly, Victoria,
Western,
isn't it?
I know. Western Massachusetts has a massive heroin problem,
Prince.
Too. Yeah, exactly. And he got hooked after hip surgery. So, I mean, he wasn't just out looking to be a junkie.
So it's innocent enough
how
people sometimes get hooked
absolutely.
On this stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's anybody, you know, I think for so long we always thought of drug addicts as people who are living on the street or homeless. Mm-hmm. But there, with these opioids that are out there now, you get your boss, like somebody leading a big corporation who has a back surgery or who gets into a car accident, and then all of a sudden they're the addict and they don't look it, or quote unquote, you know, use air quotes around looking it, but they have the problem. Mm-hmm. I was just reading the LA Times today, their front page story. In the paper this morning is about this girl who is working a nonprofit that provides methadone to all of these addicts to try to keep them away from fentanyl on the street. And the story, of course, they're going to use the you know, most dramatic, was this girl who had everything going for her. She's beautiful. And she got into a rollover car crash and had to have all these reconstructive surgeries. She's now on a walker, and she got addicted. And so now she goes to this clinic every day to take a dose that's doled out to her of methadone because she was taking fentanyl, and she was too afraid. And so now they're putting them on those drugs just to keep them off of the other.
Well, certainly, this sounds even silly for me to say it. What a problem, though.
Well, and yesterday we actually talked about, or 2 days ago, we talked about the Sackler family, you know, having their name removed from all the museums. Well, they're the ones who, their company is where all of this began with OxyContin. And so, and
why isn't all their money being taken from them?
Well, there are a lot of court cases, like over 200,000 cases against them. I mean, it's going to be forever. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the drug companies, they're the ones. And Walgreens had to settle a massive settlement for writing prescriptions for it. I mean, a lot of people are being held accountable, but it just isn't stopping, as we can see by the numbers. And like you mentioned, in Alaska, the deaths are up 75%.
Huge
overdose.
Just don't know who's going to get addicted. Look at Rush Limbaugh. He was addicted to oxycodone.
Yep. This is another legal case. People are shaking their heads about this. Remember when the Surfside condo collapsed? Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Killed 98 people. This is down in Miami a couple of years ago.
It was hard.
There has been they've reached a settlement. Lawyers announced that there is $1 billion, or just shy of $1 billion, in the condo collapse. It's staggering when you look at the settlement and how much the lawyers get and how much these people, did they deserve it? Somebody must have thought that they did.
This was gross negligence. Remember, this is just about 1 year ago this happened. And this building collapsed in the middle of the night. No one had a chance. And then when they looked at the structural stuff, you know, the parking garage was rotted. Everything was just structurally falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I'm surprised that it's not more than that.
Yeah, a lot of money. So there's a move about to change a lot of names on federal lands. The Bureau of Land Management has said that racism has no place in on our federal property, federal lands. And so I'm just looking at a list of even landmarks here in Massachusetts, the names that are being changed. So I guess I wonder out loud what you think about this. These are all of the names announced this week that are being changed. Squaw Island in Barnstable County, which is the Cape. Let's see here. Squaw Peak, which is in Berkshire County out in western Massachusetts. Squawberry Hill in Bristol County, which is near Rhode Island.
That's a dumb name. Just forget about anything else. That's just a dumb name.
Squaw
I
Rock.
Found my thrill.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Squawberry Hill.
In Plymouth County, it's the Squaw Swamp.
Guessing squaw is the problematic word here.
Yeah. And is that a... Is it... Squaw... What is... How does... That translates into being a young woman, right? Isn't a young... Unmarried or virgin?
Sure,
I think a squaw is a virgin. Well, yeah, but that's it. The point. Thank you for making my point. How do you know what? It doesn't sound good. But do most people even know what a squaw is? They think about an Indian, a young Indian woman, probably.
Yeah, an indigenous woman of North America. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what the definition in Funkin' Wagnall says, but. Under the circumstances, what makes that word offensive? Why, you know, if they used another, it's like, well, some of these words that sound like they, you know, they sound like what they mean.
Well, apparently, like a lot of words, it originated in the Algonquin language and then apparently became something racist when the white people took over the word.
They used the word to be offensive, but it wasn't originally meant as a... It wasn't an offensive word. It's interpolation. Interesting.
Right.
And now things change. 48 after.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Get this. Right now, Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season, and I just saved big. I got my kids Jumping Beans must-haves for under $5. Got myself some jeans and tank tops for $5.99, and got 60% off patio furniture. The best part? I didn't need any coupons. I earned Kohl's cash, and I got everything with free store pickup. So yeah, you could say today was a good day. Select styles ends May 22nd. Some exclusions apply. Store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhauser's here to answer your questions. Yes, it's time for the weekly questions for Dr. Ken. We asked a question in the last session, are fast food wrappers killing you? We were talking about the discussion that we had, the overview of these forever chemicals that were used in fast food wrappers. So you can find the answer to that question in the questions to Dr. Ken, part of the DJV Health Show podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you get it, along with 555 other archived DJV Health Show podcasts that's there at your service, djvhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so the first question has to do with lupus. There's a research paper around which identifies mutations linked to lupus. So, Ken, first, what's lupus? And then how might this research help people who have it?
So lupus is one of these autoimmune illnesses where the immune system, that part of the body that's supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and from toxins in the body, it actually starts attacking our own normal cells. The immune system gets confused. It thinks our own normal cells are foreign and destroys normal cells. And what happens in lupus, there are factors, proteins on the cells that are not normally there, and the immune system gets confused and starts attacking the normal cells. And lupus can affect you from head to toe. There's not an organ in the body that isn't affected by lupus. It's a horrible illness. Many of you know it, seeing that characteristic red rash at the face, more common in women. If you've ever seen this so-called butterfly-looking rash on the face of a woman, but it happens in men also, you'll never forget this characteristic. But clearly not the only point. Every organ, heart, brain, it affects the kidneys. And I'm going to not name every organ in the body, and because if I don't name every organ in the body, I'll leave one out. The good news is right now, we don't really have ideally specific treatments. They have improved over the last decade for treating lupus, but we would like even more specific, targeted, a specific missile that we could send against this and get rid of it and not destroy any of the normal tissues or cells in the body. The breakthrough announced this week is that researchers have identified a gene mutation that is linked to lupus, and this comes out of the medical journal Nature, which is one of the best scientific medical journals in the world. So this gives us real hope for a new target for specifically treating lupus, and I think in the next 5 years this is going to end up in breakthrough new types of medications that will target the specific gene mutation, and maybe I hesitate to use the word cure lupus.
Wow. That's big time stuff. All right. So that's a good explanation and important information. Next question is one of those age old items that always comes back, or at least it's in front of us a number of times every year. And that's how much rest is enough? How many hours of sleep? Think about age. Think about, we've heard two or three conflicting things. Now you're, some people say you got to have eight, some people say seven, some people say 7 to 8, some people say now less than that, depending on your age, yada, yada, yada. So what's the scoop?
And this is a very important question because all of us are concerned about preserving our ability to think, to remember, to make judgments, to let our brains work well into old age. We're also concerned about our blood pressure, which for most of us as we get older will go up. We're also concerned about keeping our body weight down. The common thread in obesity, hypertension, dementia, the common thread is getting enough sleep. And you have heard me over the years say 7 to 8 hours, and then there was a study about a year ago that said 6 to 7 was the right amount. And this is just the progress of investigation, a new study looking at a lot of studies with even more people. It seems like the ideal number is 7 for people over the age of 40 who want to prevent all of these problems. This comes out of Nature Aging this week.
All right. You heard it here first. Questions at this time every week for Dr. Ken. A couple of really important answers to important questions. Help yourself. Send the info that you want answered or researched to DJV Health Show to Doug at djvhealthshow.com. I am Doug Steffen. That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And this is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.